Come on, go ahead. Say a few things.
Can you, they want to know about the instrument names?
Oh, this is a lira. They call them lira. L-Y-R-A. It's not an England, it's not a gold, just an instrument. They call them lira. And it's distinguished in the island of, of Crete, this kind. Now they have a different kind of liras, and they are from different islands in Greece. So this one is the traditional. They look pretty. It's like the cars, you know. The cars, the 2002, they look better than, the first one they came out. So it's the same thing. These, the, you know, the top of the line, we call them. The other one was a little bit, you know, say it's two pieces of wood, you know, carve it, and the right way has to be, or you have no sound. And almost, you know, it's a hard wood, the body, so this way, you know, the sound, it has to knock in and back up again. If it's a, you know, soft wood, it's going to absorb the sound, and you can hear nothing. There's no power, no nothing. It's like the violins or the guitars, any instruments, you know. The body is a hard wood. Now, the top of the wood, it has to be soft, like a spruce, you know, in the violins. But this one's, I make it, is about 300 year old, and they call them a katran. That's a Turkish language, and I don't know what it means. And it's a kind of pine. It's a 300-year-old and still alive. No wood or spruce or something 300-year-old is going to be alive, that wood. This one is alive because when you cut him, it's warped. Still alive, 300 years old. And it's good, and we put him because even in the violins, too old, the wood is no good. It's dry and it's dead and it doesn't play. It has to dry when you glue it. You make the instrument, and it's glue up and everything. When it dries together, and it takes the time, the years, it's good. But when you build it, the wood has to be alive. You know, that's the difference when you make an instrument. Anyhow, and to find this kind of wood, I have some good friends, like the bandits, you know, up to the mountains, and they go into the logging house, you know. If they see an abandoned one and they ripped it off so we can find a piece nice, you know, to fit on the instrument. So we destroy everybody's house to find, to make an instrument. That's a whole story, you know. And he plays with the bow. And the way we put him down on our lap is not because we like it. It's the only way you can play this instrument, because the violin, you can play, you know, with your fingertips pressing down, and you can hold them like that. But this one, you have to put your nails in there against the string. And there's no way you can play it like that or a different way. So it's the only way to play it and to go like that is to put them in your lap. That's the story. Now, Mr. Nick is going to tell him his lauto. Thank you. Come on.
So this kind of instrument, as you see it, they call it lute. We call it in Greek, we call it lauto. And you can use it as a guitar, a accompaniment, or melody. We can follow the melody of lira instrument. Play together, I mean. I don't know exactly from original where it came from, the lute, but they gave the name of that British, the English lute. And we talk about 300 years now, you know, that the kind of lute they used to have and used to play, they got the name from. We use it most on the islands, in the islands of Crete, of Greece, because they are allowed. Usually they play two instruments or three the most on those islands. In matter of fact, In our island, in Crete, we play two instruments. Now they have a guitar with them or another lute. The one lute play, like I said before, chords like the guitar, and the other play the
music.
The melody. They play the melody with the lira. That's almost the story of this kind of instrument. And you will find out how we play it now.
They know, right?
Okay, now they know.
Yeah. Anyhow, I can see people, I recognize people from last year.
What do you do?
Oh, yeah. So, no. We have 3-4 dances, you know, popular in the island. We call them Sirtos, is the first dance we have, and the whole village, the whole people can dance, you know, women, old people, you know, kids, they're learning. Everybody's the most popular. We have Susta, they call them, is like, you know, for the lovers, if somebody has something for the woman or the girl, is the only, you know, chance he can find out he can dance with her. You know what I mean? No other way. So even the songs we say at that time is just for a woman, for love, teasing people and all that. We have a Kastrinos, it's a fast dance. And it came from Heraklion of the Crete because it was the castle. Those years, you know, all these cities there, there was a castles. And we call them Castros, and we call them Castrinos. And we have the Pentozalis, because the five steps, Zalo, that means a step. And this one, it was all the warriors and all the gorillas in the mountains, you know, the fighters, not the gorillas, the animals. They was dancing that. It was something like a military dance, and only men was dancing there. The Pentozalis, no woman, but now, you know, everybody comes, you know, now the tradition went banana. Anyhow. So, and that's, you know, they call them Pentozalis. And this one starts with a slow. And when there's a slow, the whole village is on again, you know, the whole people, you know, the people. And they say, you know, songs, and sometimes from outside, you know, is another guys, they know how to sing. They say, you know, those Madinades, we call them. We have, you know, answer to each other, you know, those things. Until somebody's going to drop down, you know, on a song. And then, you know, it starts getting progressive, you know, more fast. And when it gets fast, only men can dance that. It was the tradition like that, the custom. Now, you know, everybody's dancing it. So we start with the Sirto Manestro.
Which one?
Τι δόξαρε, την κοξαρέ. Στην κόξαρε του φοβρότα, αχαμά του φοβρότα. Thank you. They say, you know, it's a little bit hard to translate it in English. It's a different customs, different language, you know, different thinking. You know, it's, how can I say it? He says, in ever the winds they blow, if you don't have a bad weather, okay? But they blow in my heart, and you are responsible for it. You know, something like that, you know. Now we can play Siganopa Dozali. We can play in a one slow, you know, Pedozali, and then it turns to the fast. Θεός. Με καταραστήκε ο Θεός, βρε, χωρίς καμιά αιτία. Χωρίς καμιά αιτία και τώρα ζω με το κρασί και μια φωτογραφία. Η αγάπη η αληθινή στον Άδη τελειώνει. Στον Άδη τελειώνει, ναι, κι από σώμα και καρδιά γίνονται γης και λιώνει. Songs, it was, how can I say it, a little bit bitter, you know, it wasn't that happy, it wasn't that somebody lost his love. And they say the first one says, the God cursed on me, you know, without a reason. And now I'm living with the wine and one picture. You know, to see her, you know, just to watch her. And the other one says, the true love, it finishes in a grave. When the body and the heart, they became earth again. It's a lot of things, you know, it's very hard, you know, to explain that in English, you know, it's... anyhow, now we're going a little bit to the... Susta, they call him. That's for the loving people, you know, the lovers. And he's a little bit fast. Opa, Leo. Thank you.
You promised to be an imam. One of the imamis.
Oh, imamis. Oh, boy. What's... You see, for 400 years, you know, Greece was under Turks, you know. And after they left, they let us a lot of their customs and a lot of their songs and all that. One of they call him Amanes, that means Amanes. It was kind of a culture, a song. The Turks they were singing, you know, when they were on a bad moon, you know, sad, you know, had something happened to them, you know, they was talking like they was crying, you know, they were singing. Yeah, they call him Amanes. So, and I promise you, I don't know, we're going to play one like that. That's the last one, so we can do it.
We'll be right back.